The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Are we on?
We are on.
Hey, welcome to the Forget About It Show with Nicholas Rubin, Celebrity Pizza Guy, and
health and wellness coach, Penny Latham. And today we're going to have an amazing show. We've got
Forbes Riley.
Yeah, we've got Forbes Riley. And today it's about Celebrity Pizza Guy, where we've been, what we've been doing, and what we're getting ready to do. So we have all kinds of exciting things today. We have our Forget About It news after our Forget About It weather. We also have... You're so silly.
The Forget About It weather.
Yeah, we got
Well, it's a big Forget About It up here because it's been raining.
It is.
Finally, it's going to be 80 degrees, 85 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Redding, California. So here we go.
And we also have a special guest today who is the creator of the Spin Gym. What an awesome thing. And
awesome thing.
Yeah,
no, awesome
thing.
Awesome
no,
thing.
No, it's, what is it?
It's called an awesome invention.
Oh, it is. It's a, she's a creator.
She's the creator of the creator.
No, but
wait a minute. She's a multitasker.
She's not just the creator of the Spin Gym. She has so many accolades. Oh, my God. It's going to take us an hour
Home,
just to be able to
shopping,
say what
network.
This woman's done. So, anyway.
Should I say more?
So we also have our Forget About It news today, which, of course, you know, we have, oh, gosh. You know, I think we need to talk about all the,
about?
We're going to, oh, gosh, about the, we're not saying, oh, gosh, we're saying forget about it. We're talking about the, we're talking about all these accidents that have been happening up and down California. Oh, my gosh. I think that,
yes, major accidents.
We travel.
On I-5.
We travel.
It was closed down the other day.
Yes.
For like 5, 6 hours, 7 hours, both ways.
We've been in one of those
people,
coming home,
yeah,
haven't we?
Yes, we have. Driving from L.A.
Yeah, we do that a lot. Up that
three
I-5
people
corridor.
Were killed, and
it's
tractor,
so sad.
A tanker erupted and blew up, and pretty much it was called a disaster.
Yeah, that's not good. But we just, you know, our whole thing is we want everybody to start really being careful. I think we all get in such a big hurry. We've got so many things going on.
To get from point A to point B.
Yeah, we want to get from point A to point B. But
you know what? You need to leave earlier.
You need to leave earlier, yeah. But you also need to pay attention to where you're going. You know, I had someone tell me one time that if you couldn't remember where you just drove from, that you were not a good driver. And so... honestly, how many people can actually think about that? You know,
I can.
You know, can you remember?
When I drive from point A to point B, I'm on time.
Do you remember?
I make
where
sure
you
I'm
start?
There a half hour before the time.
You remember
you know
where
why?
You start?
Yes, because my watch says an hour ahead.
It does. I'll tell you, we are the he's the taskmaster.
I keep my watch an hour ahead.
But the point in this whole thing
to
is
be there
we want
sure
everybody
there.
To be careful on the freeways. And
yes,
we want to
drive safe.
Shout out to those people and pray for them because
yes.
They definitely have, what a tragedy. And it's not just one accident. Oh, my gosh, there's been two or three of them that have
multiple.
Been injured in the issue. And then what
so,
about the weather today? Are you going to tell us about the weather?
Oh, you really want the weather right now, huh?
Yeah, we do.
Really?
We want the weather.
Why do you bring that on me right now? I usually do the weather later.
No, we're going to do it now.
Because
you're the forget about it celebrity pizza guy.
You're killing me right now because I'm dealing with one proxy here.
One proxy, okay.
Yes.
So,
all right, the weather. In Miami, Florida, we have partly cloudy, 69 degrees. In San Diego... we have partly cloudy, 69 degrees. Wow. Stork, Florida, 77 degrees. Finland, New Jersey,
places
63
to
degrees. Seattle, Washington, 49 degrees. Port St. Lucie, Florida, 77 degrees.
And what about in Redding?
In Reading, it is actually 55 degrees.
Wow, that's pretty cold.
Ocean City, New Jersey, 54 degrees. And we have Las Vegas, Nevada, where my sister's at, 86 degrees, with John DiDomenico and Paul Marcus. And
okay,
Atlantic
well.
City, New Jersey, 54, and L.A. is 77, and there you go.
And there we
There's
go, and we're going to go
today.
We're gonna go to commercial.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
We're going to commercial.
We have a minute.
We're going
Bye.
To commercial.
Commercial.
Bye.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yeah, we're here again, and we do it the easy way.
No.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back with
we
Forget
are.
About It show with Celebrity Pete's Guy.
Back to, we are back to the
And
future.
We're ready to rock and roll with...
Yeah, we're going to announce our wonderful guest. This gal is the creator of the Spin Gym, and she is a health and fitness expert and award-winning actress. Oh, my God. That's so awesome. And, you know, the keynote speaker, and I swear, every time I watch her, she has so much energy. I want her to give me some of that energy. And so,
and let's
Forbes Riley is
go,
also
we're
a...
We're going to go www.forbesriley.com for the people out there who are listening.
Who want to look and see
who
we're talking.
She is.
Yes, and she's
Welcome
all
to the
fame.
Show, Forbes.
Welcome to the show.
I hope she's there.
I hope she's there, too.
I am here. I'm here. Can
you
guys hear me?
Are you all right?
Yes!
I'm here. I'm in San Diego.
Miss America.
Miss America. Yeah, there you go. Boy,
right.
I don't know how you do
Welcome
it.
To Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Wow, you know what? I'm from New York, so it feels like home.
There you go. I'm from Jersey. Forget about it.
Well, there you go. In 1970-something, I was, in fact, Miss Teenage New York in the Miss Teenage America pageant with Bob Hope.
Wow. Now that's exciting. That really is.
That's called
forget about it. No kidding. So you were born in New York?
I was born in New York. And, it, you know, it's interesting that pageant represented a lot to me. I grew up, my dad was a printer in the printing industry. And, you know, kind of a middle-income family, but I grew up at some weird issues. I got hit in the face with a baseball bat when I was 8 years old, and my nose grew out kind of funny, and I guess I sucked my thumb, so I had braces for 8 years. And, you know, it's Long Island, so my hair is frizzy, and we grew up eating fast food. So I was not a very attractive-looking kid. Yeah,
you know
the kind of girl.
Like when I was a kid, and we were playing baseball, I walked some kid who was bullying me, and I got a baseball bat and hit him in the head.
Nobody hit me on purpose. I think it was an accident. But I was sad that my parents...
Well, that was an
accident,
too, because he was bullying me.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think that side of the country sometimes, I think I'm from Chicago, he's from Jersey, you're from New York. I think that we just grew up in a different... Just
oh,
a different
yes,
thing.
Big time.
Well, what happened was, how the pageant happened is that my dad got in a horrible accident when I was a teenager, and he spent 3 years in the hospital. And my mom turned to me at one point and said, look, we've got no money for college. And she said, but there is this pageant. And I'm like, Mom. She said, no, don't worry. It's not a beauty pageant. It's a written test of talent and a personality. And I was like, thank you. But my
great.
Dad's doctor said, you know what? We can fix her nose. And it's crazy because in 1975, they didn't do a lot of that on teenagers. And they fixed my nose, and I got kind of cute. And I did all those things, and I had a huge why. I wanted to make my dad's life better. You know, my family was really hurting back then. And I ended up on television with Bob Hope, and it, you know, started my whole world, changed everything.
What an experience that must have been.
All right, Forbes.
Well, here's the crazy thing. I'll tell you something funny.
Let's talk about your beginning of your life.
Yeah, let's
talk
about
where did you grow up, and where did you go to school?
Well, so I grew up on Long Island. I'm a New York City girl. But I'll tell you what, you know, it's funny. People ask that question. I actually would prefer, honestly, to inspire people about why I'm where I am now.
That's where we're going to
get to.
We're going to get to that. We just want to have
We just want them to kind of have a little background as to
where you come from and how you became.
So I grew up in a kind of a little seaside town called Oceanside. In a time when life was a lot simpler and you could ride your bikes outside, and I live in the cul-de-sac and we all knew each other. It was all Italians and Jews. It was pizza, pasta, and matzo.
It was good food,
welcome
right?
Welcome to Celebrity Pizza Guy.
No kidding. Grew up with the best New York
pizza.
So you
went to college shortly after that. Now, you say you did the Bob Hope show, but how long after that did you go to college?
Well, actually, I skipped a year of high school. Turns out I was a very, very smart kid. But one of the lessons that I've learned through life is that when I got to first grade, my dad he hadn't gone to college, but he was very hip on like making sure that me and my sister, my younger sister, were educated. So I went to first grade learning how to do long division, and they labeled me a genius. Funny thing was, I knew I was smart, but I wasn't a genius. So I had to spend most of my life fighting and working so hard so that nobody found out the truth. I ended up graduating college, get this, with 2 degrees in 3 years. That's how hard I worked.
Wow. So what drove you to be who you are today?
Well, you know, a combination of my parents and I think fate. I'll tell you what, I've always wanted, I think what I want and what I realized is I wanted a couple things. One, I wanted to matter. You know, I didn't matter when I was a kid. I had no friends. I was a very lonely, awkward little girl, and the world didn't make sense. I watched movies and TV a lot.
Why did you think that? Because of the TV? Do you think that's because you lived a different life? Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Why do you think that was? Why do you think that you, that things were different?
When I was young, I was physically ugly. I mean, I was one of the ugliest little kids you'd ever seen. And so I was very, very lonely because of that.
I can't even imagine that.
Wait a minute. I look at your photo.
Well, no,
photo,
but no, go back.
What about it?
Guys, go
no,
back.
You're
wow.
beautiful.
I'll tell you what, it's the ultimate swan with the broken nose and really frizzy hair and overweight.
Let me tell you. Well, guess what?
You're swan.
God works
God
in
works.
Serious ways.
You look beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Absolutely.
Well, and I thank you. I actually showed up. I'm here at a convention, and I turned 27 yesterday, and I'm wearing a size 6 dress, and I'm on TV doing fitness shows, and it turns out that success really is the best revenge, both internally and externally. And that's what the message
wow.
is. You know, I'm kind of preaching and teaching is that if you peaked in high school, you peaked too soon.
Absolutely.
No, you peak after high school.
Well, that's some people didn't. Have you ever been to a reunion? Let me tell you something. I
no,
made a mission here.
Oh, I remember those kids. Yeah.
No, I haven't.
So I had stars in my eyes. My mom never got to, you know, she dreamed of meeting all of those celebrities. And I grew up, those were my friends. When you're really lonely and you watch a lot of television, from My Dream of Jeannie to Partridge Family to Brady Bunch, I'm actually friends with those people. I'm friends with Ted Lance and The Love Boat and Florence Henderson and Richard Hatch. It was really interesting how I manifested. I have this concept that if you dream it long enough and loud enough, you and paint pictures of what you want, you actually can achieve it. And I'm living proof that you can. With
I
no
like
money,
that
I didn't have to...
I think that really does say a lot, for sure.
Too many
that
people
cool.
let the world kind of crush their dreams without ever having experienced it. And I got to tell you, I'm here because I have a voice and I'm on a mission. You know, I never got to be quite Julia Roberts. I've done movies and television and I lived and experienced all of that. But I also had another side of that. You know, I've hosted 150 infomercials. I'm here at an infomercial convention
That's
today.
Incredible.
You know, the sales that I did, most actors were waitresses. I was doing infomercials and home shopping. I've grossed sales more than $2.5 billion worth of sales, and that was just my day job.
So let me ask you something. What do you think drove you to keep propelling yourself at that speed? I realize once you get motivation and once you get some momentum going, naturally things move forward. But what do you think is the one thing that would help our listeners to get to that level where they have that motivation inside? What do you think besides your reason from when you were a kid, when you finally were in the limelight, you were doing your thing and you were in that job, what do you think kept you going and kept you going to the next notch?
Next level.
Well, one of the things that I did that I don't know that a lot of people do, but I started going to seminars and self-exploration. My first one was I was 31 years old, and it changed my life. Actually, before that, I don't drink, but my roommate was an alcoholic, and I didn't realize that people were in the same kind of pain that I was in. And I have this dream that if we can stand up and say that you're enough and own your body. See, most of my life, now this is really important to know, I was overweight. I'm not hugely overweight, but I'm standing on a soap opera next to Meg Ryan and Julianne Moore, and they're 110 pounds, and I'm 150 pounds, which is just fine. But that 40-pound spread made me look big. And I had people embarrass me and make me feel terrible, and I thought, you know what? It's kind of like you don't put baby in the corner. That's not good enough. My parents didn't create me to be just average. And I don't know. I have this little fire inside of me that said, I need to do this, and I'm still there.
That's correct.
It's funny how...
So, Forbes, I have a question. So, you're a
former
actress.
Go ahead. I got an answer.
Wait a minute. What'd she say?
Ask her again.
She got a man. Hey, I haven't heard my. This is my family. You know, I grew up talking like you guys. All right, go ahead. Tell me something.
Forget about it. You know what?
You want some coffee with that water?
No. Hey.
Or pack your cat.
Would you like some caffeine today?
Yeah.
Oh, Marona Minga. My God. All right, Forbes, can I ask some questions now?
You can.
Let's get it rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Former actors at CBS, worked at HSN. You did spring.
The spin gym. Now, tell us about that. You created.
Hold
that.
On. You're getting, you know what?
No,
you're
no,
like
no,
her.
No,
you're
no,
buttoning
no.
in.
That's right. But you know, that's the.
Former lead actress,
over.
TV series Fashion House at Fox. Worked at as a CEO.
Where's the question? You're reading my credits. Tim, what's the question?
Yeah.
Oh, forget about it. I'm
okay.
saying, how did you get there and what did you do?
So he wants to know how you got to all these places, but I'm going to give you a better question. Let's talk about your spin gym. Okay, I want to know what made you and what drove you to create this spin gym.
How about I answer both of those? And this is for your audience, and you guys need to listen. I now own a television studio. So I've made my living on stage and on camera, and I actually have a new book coming out called Crush It on Camera. I don't know if you guys have been following me on Facebook, but I've got 1.5 million fans. And nowadays with your phone and being able to do live streaming, you can create your own world. You guys created your own radio show. So what you have to do in life, I think, to be successful and happy is figure out what it is that makes you feel happy and passionate. For me, it is about leading people and being an example. I love that. So that was one side of it. But because I fought my weight, my mom was 260 pounds my whole life. She never lived. You know what? I watched her not play with us. I watched her not wear a bathing suit ever, not ride a bicycle. I said, you know what? That doesn't seem to be good enough. And I set on this mission. And then I bumped into a man right before I had my twins named Jack LaLanne. And this man is
Jack
the godfather.
Oh,
yes. Lucky enough,
I remember him.
I did the Juicer infomercial for 8 years. I got to tell you, I'm having dinner with his wife tomorrow night. She's 91 years old.
That
I have
is
a chance to meet these people. Yes, and she can still do push-ups.
That must feel so awesome to still be connected to something like that, you know, and really think about what she knows. My mom's 90, so
Jack
I understand
LaLanne
that.
Jack was an institution in fitness.
Yeah, no, that's historical, and so what you've been a part of that. So
you know what,
so
choose to live your life. Create. You know, things happen to everybody. Bad things happen to everyone. It's how you choose to deal with them that decides who you are. And most of us just kind of roll over and play dead, and you'll see those people everywhere. That's not good enough. They don't have enough of a role model who says, you know what? I raised a little boy with my husband for 12 years. He got shot and killed. His killer is spending 52 years of life in jail. I went to a murder trial. I know how bad things can be.
So wait a second.
Hold on. You're going so fast.
Yeah.
Go back.
Well, that's because she's got it down. Say that one more time. He's keeping up. Was it your husband?
All right. So one of the things that when I met my husband out in Los Angeles, He was part of the Big Brother, Little Brother program. And my husband is an adopted. And we adopted, you know, you get a little brother. And you see him every weekend. We raised him for 12 years of his life. He was a kid from South Central, a little darker than the color black. He had no father, single mom who loved him very much. And my husband and I became his role model. We taught him lessons. We showed him, you know, I never got to show him that a black man could be president. But he didn't know how cool life could be because his culture didn't say he could ever amount to anything. We showed him something else. The problem is the kid who killed him grew up a block away from him and didn't have a mentor. And literally, guys, on a Sunday morning, he was wearing blue, shot him 10 times in the back, and left my Dexter dead on the ground.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
To get into a gang.
Well, I'm glad I came back to it.
Wow.
That's an interesting story.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, you go through all these different adversities and different harsh things in life, these hard knocks, and you still bounce back up and pick yourself up and make a difference.
But we all do. I mean, let me ask you a question. How does this resonate with you guys, that you are the sum of the obstacles that you overcome? Every time you hear a motivational speaker, they came, they had something tragic happen. Let me tell you something. If you can overcome that, you've got stories to tell to motivate other people. Yes?
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Would you like to hear a motivation right now?
Yeah, well,
sure.
Nick has one.
I fell off a roof 60 feet.
And died.
In 1998.
Uh-huh.
I died, came back. I cracked my skull, crushed my chest.
And what lessons do you take from that?
Hold on.
And what did you take from that?
I took from it God, because I went up and saw God. And God said, it wasn't my time. Go back. And I said, I can't. I'm dead. He says, it's not your time. Go back. So I went back into my body, and I saw everything. And when the ambulance got there, it was my pulse was 2. And
okay, but that's the story. I got all that. This is what people do. I want to hear, because I only have a short time with you. I want to know the lesson I can take from that.
I took from that. Life is very... more or less, you're here one day, but you're gone the next.
So you better make the
best. So you better make the best of it and do what you can do best.
So what did you do after
that? Is that what you're doing?
That's right.
That's exactly it.
That's what I'm doing.
Good.
Well, actually, Forbes, we're actually in our 50s.
I am going forward in life.
We are actually in our second.
It's been a hard road.
We're in our second half, and we are actually chasing our dreams. And we're doing what we need to do. And I think that, and with less fear than we did the first 50 years, I will say that. So
that is what
changes. But I've been with Penny for a year.
Yeah, we've only been together.
We just had our anniversary.
Yeah, we just had an anniversary. Actually yesterday. Yeah, so, but we are surrounding ourselves with people that are highly motivated, that are wanting to get forward and change things and change the world.
All right, so.
And life lesson, you are the sum of the five people that you're closest to. So, Bob, before I forget, you asked me a question about the spin gym. And in case your audience doesn't know.
Let's hear about it.
So, about 10 years ago, I was working with a resistance band to rehab my knee. It slipped off my foot, and it shattered my nose for the second time. And I made a vow to myself that I would try and find something that was amazing. I've sold a lot of fitness products in my life. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, go to spingym.com. It is a handheld device that was created in the Orient 2,000 years ago as a toy. But because it spins so fast, it actually heals all the energy around your body. It's hard to do. It builds muscles. It changes posture. And I've sold 2 million of these so far.
I've been on one of them.
Wow. 2 million?
Yo,
that's
your
awesome.
Legs just keep on going and going and going.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, here's a crazy thing too. Here's an obstacle. I got mugged in 1982. And the day after, I ended up in a self-defense class. But probably I should have done that before. Spin Gym, the training and the course and everything I created out of that came out of a combination of my martial arts training, came out of the fact that I worked with Billy Blanks from Tai Bo, came out of the fact that I was a massage therapist. And I got to tell you, the greatest fitness product on the planet, and it sells for $30.
$30.
Everybody should have one.
You can't beat that. That $30.
Can't beat that.
God, we need to sell a couple million more of those.
Let's rock and roll.
Let me tell you, it works. It's great for people in wheelchairs. I mean, it's great for veterans. We have a give one, get one program. You can spin gym in your office at your desk and burn fat like nothing else. I did this on the airplane. I actually sold 4 of them on the airplane today.
That is incredible. Well,
all right, listen,
good for you.
You know what? The way you talk so fast,
she's got lots of
engine must be going fast.
Well, that's because she's from New York, really, honestly.
I know her. I know her. You know why? Because she's from New York. I'm from Jersey.
No,
that's how people talk there.
Everybody always tells us
we're like, bada boom, bada bing. Forget about it.
You know what I tell people? I don't talk fast. You need to listen faster.
That's right. There you go.
There you go.
So listen, Ms. Forbes. Okay, we have you as a former TV host at ESPN. A former actress at NBC.
Well, I actually helped create the X Games. Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I did. If you go to YouTube and you type in Forbes Riley and X Games, you'll see me and Stuart Scott and how I helped create.
What did you do in
the entire event?
Really?
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, there was no X Games. In 1995, I hosted the first. Literally, go to YouTube. It's kind of fun. You'll watch that with me and Stuart Scott. I did that for 3 years. And I worked for ESPN for a total of 9 years.
That's incredible.
And you know what?
And I don't know anything about sports.
One thing I have to say about you, Forbes, you have a lot of energy.
Yeah,
you do.
You do.
Can I speak?
You can.
You have
a
lot of
I have
a
love for life and a passion. And you know what? You know why I have a lot of energy?
No,
so I can kick some ass. Because too many people out there don't have enough energy.
You want to go. Forget about it.
Yeah, but I feel that when you do speak, you speak so positively that you do energize everybody else. I mean, it's
called motivational.
Yeah, and you are definitely a natural, that's for sure. So you're at the convention right now? Is that what you said to us?
For infomercials, yes, because I'm still hosting and producing shows. I have a TV studio. And I will tell you, if your audience wants to be inspired, a couple of things that I would love to do is literally Google Forbes Riley. I'm on a mission right now. I've got. Would it be okay if I give you guys a free gift?
Sure.
All right. So if you go to www.freegift.com, no, I'm sorry, freegiftfromforbes.com, I'll give you a pitch book so you can learn how to get your ideas out to the world.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. That's
not
amazing.
A bad start.
Not a bad start at all. Well, thank you.
I gotta go back into a meeting, and I know we kind of scheduled this. I hope your audience is so intrigued that you will invite me back.
Yes, we will. Absolutely. I mean, you're just endless with all kinds of info and talents, and I just think that just having you on has been a really good thing. So we
best thing for forget about.
We are grateful.
I appreciate
to have
you
on.
For having you on and. You
in
really
such
have,
short notice,
and,
too.
And actually, yes, in a couple of days we got.
You know what? Here's what you do. When somebody here's how you get successful. You say yes more than no. You show up when people ask you to do something. You support others, and you give more than you get so that you can get more than you ever imagined. Got it?
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And friend both of us on Facebook. We would love to be able to, tag you in things and show you some things and communicate back and forth. And thank
you
once again.
I love this. It was such a touch from home. I can't believe I got to run, but I adore you. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. We really appreciate you coming on, too. All right. Well, you take care of yourself and have fun on your trip.
Bada boom, bada boom.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Say forget about it.
Say forget about it. Oh, wait, one more thing. One more thing, Forbes. If you were to create a pizza with a celebrity pizza guy,
I forgot.
Give us the
We need to hear your healthy pizza that you create.
Did she hang up?
Are you there? She's not there.
She's not there. She went and go.
Okay,
we're going to go to commercial and
commercial.
Regroup.
And we're going to get back to Forbes.
Yeah, we will. Okay, go to commercial.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Hey, we're back.
We are back, and we're going to...
And that was a great interview with Forbes Riley.
Yes, it was, and we're going to do the recipe of the week.
We are going to do the recipe of the week. Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I have to... How about this? Why don't you do your wellness?
I'll do my wellness thing, yes. Okay. So basically,
because
we just want you to
understand...
I have
to dig, because I didn't know the show was going to end.
Yeah, I'm kind of So here's the deal. So one must always keep their fat content low. That's the main thing. You want to eat no more than 5% of, you know, in your serving of fat, okay? But the bottom line here is, you know, we try to eat really good. We try to eliminate different things from our diet, our carbs, which turn to sugar, which turn to fat. But really the truth of it is we need to always maintain a exercise program, whether we're walking, but we're moving. And, you know, with this Forbes Riley Spin Gym, we might want to just, you know, make sure that all of our listeners go after that. And, you know, we really want you to understand that you have such an amazing amount of control when it comes to your exercise program. And yes, it's hard sometimes to you know, to find the time to exercise, but honestly the most important thing is being able to balance yourself and do what you can to make things just, you know, eliminate. Make sure that you are detoxifying, and that is how you do it with exercise. Your fat content will go down. And we want our Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe of the week right now. And what are we going to do? We have so many.
Okay. Well, I could say this to you guys out there in TV land and radio land. We have a spinach regatta dolce.
Yeah.
Sauteed spinach on
regatta.
A cream franche base. With provolone cheese and mozzarella cheese, with regatta florets, with julienne peppers, yellow peppers, that is. Oh, and that makes it so juicy for you to have.
No, good. Well, you know, I think that's awesome.
Hold on. I'm going to do
another one. Do another one.
Since we have a lot of time.
No, we don't. We don't have a lot of time.
We have plenty of time. Mm-hmm. We can do whatever we want to do.
What are you going to do? Give a whole bunch of recipe or something?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that what you're
going to do? Recipe of the week. We're going to go multiple here. Hold on. I'm looking at my recipes. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
How about the California chicken?
Okay.
Fresh roasted boneless breast.
Boy, these
chicken,
are in your archive.
Artichokes. Sun-dried tomatoes. Roasted red peppers on top of your own homemade red peppers pesto, lightly covered with fresh mozzarella cheese, but I would go with cheddar cheese.
You and your voice. Your low voice.
Hey,
anyway.
Hey,
what are you doing?
If you have a voice, you might as well use it.
You might as well use it. That's a big forget about it.
At
well, listen.
Not loud.
So we are going to hopefully we will have Forbes on again.
Okay.
And
how about your?
And we are going to make sure that we bring her back on when she has a new project going.
She
goes from one project to the next.
She rushed the interview.
Well, actually, it was last minute.
The interview should have been a lot longer, because normally we have a half hour with an interview.
Right.
And she was on the scene of filming, so she did what she can do, and we're sorry for that. And
yeah,
it is what it is.
But thank you for coming.
We'll be bringing her back on, and that's called life.
All right, yeah.
So this is what we're going to do.
So you can reach us at CelebrityPizzaGuy.com.
No, we're not done yet.
Wait a second. Let me give some accolades here. So we have CelebrityPizzaGuy.com. We have Celebrity Pizza Guy Recipe and Events on Facebook. We are Celebrity Pizza Guy, or CPG0007, on Twitter. And we also have Instagram, which is Celebrity Pizza Guy also. And you know what? I'll tell you, the people we've been hanging out with.
Oh. So on Instagram, they're just blowing it up.
They are. And
Facebook, blowing it up.
They are.
And so we have all these different places, and we live up in Redding, California, and we're going to start doing some wonderful things with the media up here. We're going to start doing some more catering, and we are available for any event that you have, not too small or too big. We have the resources.
We're here.
So, and we have the best pizza you'll ever eat. And so.
So wait a minute. What is your
What's my what?
Fashion wellness.
Fashion wellness coach. Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's another thing. So we have a thing also through Easy Way Tube, which is it's similar to YouTube, and so we're going to be doing a channel on that, which I have one too under Fashwell Coach, and he has one under what's yours under? Is it Celebrity Pizza Guy? CPG Catering is what
it
is because of just the spelling.
That's right.
Anyways, but it's all about where we
let them give your.
You know what? We've been talking to Forbes. I'm talking.
Give your tip. Yeah, I'll give you a five.
I already gave my tip.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, forget about it. I must have been in the bathroom.
No, you weren't. You're so funny. Anyways, so between all the good foods that we can make and also the health tips we can give you and, you know, just the different contacts that we have that are in the fitness world, you know, we've been collecting them for quite a few years. And I think that the most important thing is that when you want information, the internet is so wonderful.
Just Google
Celebrity Pizza Guy right now is number one on Google, and you know, we are available for anybody that wants to learn, and we will connect you with anybody that you need
you
to,
want
be
to be connected
with. Yeah, because we're not afraid to reach out and touch someone.
If you want to scratch our back, we'll scratch your
That's
back.
That's right. And you know what? Ford said something really wonderful that I thought, you know, the more you give to other people,
the more you
get
back.
And you don't always get it back the same way, but I'll tell you, when you do get back,
it's called love.
Tenfold, and it's you know.
And if you don't have love in your life for people that help you, that just want to help you without spending money, then guess what?
That's right. So we want
to
be able to do that.
Work.
And we're going to sign off. We're going to sign off.
No, we're not signing off.
We're signing off.
We can't.
We have to.
We have an hour.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We're not going to say it.
How about the other program?
No, we're going to do this. Okay. So we're going to.
You took us off.
We have someone calling in.
We have a phone caller here.
Yeah, we have a phone caller, but he's not calling.
Answer it.
No.
Answer it.
No, we're not going to do that. So anyways, we're going to say goodbye, and we thank you for coming, and that's a big
forget about it. Since she got rid of us. Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it.